this looks like a necessary step before someone starts the opener on September 10th. So do you think this puts you in the driver's seat?
You know, I wouldn't get into that. The only thing I do know is I'm starting Thursday night against the Saints. You know, this league gives you opportunities. Sometimes you don't know when they're going to come. Sometimes you do know when they're going to come. And I think the key is making the most of that opportunity. And if you do, then the rest will take care of itself.
Which one is this?
Excuse me?
Which one is this? You didn't know it was going to come or you did know it was going to come?
Well, now I know it's going to come. As of this morning, Coach sat down with all of us quarterbacks, talked to us all at the same time, and, you know, made it, he told all of us how the rotation was going to go Thursday night. And then we came out here and we had a great walkthrough. So now I know what the situation is going
to
be.
What do you think you did, Badge, to earn this chance?
You know, you would have to ask Coach that. You know, my biggest deal, like I told you guys from the get-go, is just trying to be a consistent quarterback and get better every single day. You know, don't make the same mistake twice. And I think that's probably a better question for Coach.
If you only play the handful of snaps that usually go with playing four guys in an opener and you know, the starter usually plays a handful of snaps anyway in the opener, what can you make of just that handful of snaps you'll probably get?
Yeah, you know, the key is to make the most of whatever snaps you get, whether it's 5 plays, 15 plays, 25 plays, 50 plays. It's always making the most of that play. And when that play is done, put it behind you and make the most of the next play. And that's what I'm going to try to do Thursday night. I don't know how many plays I'm going to play. You can never go into a game, you know, with that specific mindset. The key is making the most of all the plays that you do get, and that's what I'm going to try to do.
I think last week I asked you if you really felt you were having a legitimate chance to be in this competition because you hadn't gotten a lot of time with the first-team offense. Now you're going to start the preseason opener here. Has your mindset changed at all?
Absolutely not. My mindset hasn't changed. You know, that was something I learned, you know, going all the way back to college. You always, if you're the backup, you need to prepare like you're the starter. And if you're the starter, obviously, you're preparing like you're the starter. And so my mindset, how I approach things, isn't going to change. You know, there was a coach that once told me, you know, be the same guy every day. And that's what I've always tried to do, whether I was the backup or the starter. That's what I'm going to continue to do. So nothing's going to change, just the group that I'm working with. And as you guys probably already noticed, I walked through, there's a lot of communication already going on. We're having some great football conversations and really trying to dial things in so we can go out there and have a good Thursday night against the Saints.
Is it crucial for one of you guys to separate from the pack now?
You know, that's that's probably a better question for Coach. You know, I'm only going to worry about the things I can't control. And I'm always going to try to go out there and play the best football I can possibly play. You know, anytime you step foot on the field, whether it be a walkthrough, a practice, a scrimmage, or a game, you're trying to put your best product on the field. You know, you're fighting for jobs, and it's a very competitive league. So you always need to put your best foot forward. You always need to be getting better. You know, there was a coach that once said, you know, if you're not getting better, you're getting replaced. And that's really how I believe this league works. And so every single day when I step foot on the field, whether it's game or practice, you know, I'm trying to be the best possible quarterback I can be.
Did you leave the scrimmage Friday thinking you had gained some momentum and really kind of, you know, had a pretty good moment in this competition?
You know, I didn't put much thought into the quarterback competition after the scrimmage. I think we were all given very different situations going into that deal. And like I kind of just said, my deal going into the scrimmage was just trying to pile up positive plays after positive plays after positive plays. I think there were some really good things that took place. And there's certainly, and I was the first one to tell Coach when we came in the next day and watched it, there's decisions and throws I wish I could have back. But that's football. And the key is learning from those decisions, learning from those missed throws, and making sure that they don't happen again.
There was a report this morning that Adam Gase did inquire to the Browns about you. Any thoughts on that?
No thoughts. You know, nothing was inquired to me. So, once again, I'm only going to worry about the things I can't control. But I definitely do have a ton of respect and admiration for Coach Gase. He's a great football coach.
Right. Since you really haven't had much time with us, are there some familiarity issues that you have to get going here?
Yes and no. At the end of the day, we're going to still run the same offense. We're running the Cleveland Browns offense. It doesn't matter if you're with the ones, twos, threes, fours, fives, sixes. We're all running the same stuff. Now, as far as chemistry with certain players, absolutely. And nothing replaces reps, and then especially game reps. So just the fact that I can get out there with that first group and start building some chemistry will be a will definitely be a positive.
When you were two or three things you want to show Thursday night, or you go into the game, you know, most preseason openers, it's get in, get the work done, get out healthy, all that stuff. But for you, because this competition is set, what are the two, three things?
You know, I think the most, one of the most important things is to continue to grow and develop in this offense. You know, Coach Jackson is very black and white as far as how he wants this offense executed. And so my hopes are I can go out there Thursday night after having a great week of studying and execute the offense the way he wants it done. You know, that's the first thing. Then it goes down to just, you know, it's boring, but it's the truth. Finding a way to get first downs and scoring points. You know, that summarizes playing quarterback in the National Football League. If you protect the football, find a way to get first downs, and you put touchdowns up on the board, or, you know, sometimes you got to settle for field goals. Sometimes a throwaway in the red zone is the best possible play. That's our job. So if we can do that, regardless of the amount of plays I get Thursday night, whether it's one series, two series, three series, or the whole game, my hopes are that every series I'm in there, we can find a way to get points.
When you were being at this point, because when the trade first occurred, there was some, I guess, skepticism that I might get let go or might get moved right away, and now you're clearly in a position to win a starting job.
Yeah.
So maybe walk us through the timeline from the uncertainty then to being here right now.
You know, I apologize because it's going to be a boring answer, and I've told all these guys this, but going back to my college offensive coordinator, he told me, you know, Brock, only worry about the things you can control. So when I got traded, I focused on the things I could control, you know, my attitude, my energy, my effort towards my off-season workouts and cleaning up things that maybe I didn't do so well the previous season. You know, I had a conversation with Coach Jackson very early on, and he said, you're a Brown. And point blank, period, that's what it is. You're a Brown. And so I came in here with a very positive mindset. I was very excited to be here and really just tried to make the most of my spring and put a good foot forward.
When you were being prepared a year ago for a new team to be their starter, did you play a lot in preseason?
With Houston last year? You know, I did. You know, first preseason game, looking back, I think it was maybe two series somewhere in there. Second game, I played, I think almost a half. Third game, I think we played past halftime. But, yeah, I got quite a few reps. But, once again, that was a situation where, once again, it seems like it's been this way for the past 3 years, but learning a new offense. And there's nothing that replaces game reps when it comes to learning a new system.
Brock, given this, I mean, you just talked about the trade and the process. Given all that, is there any sense of gratification right now?
No gratification. You know, bottom line, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. And I think this football team knows that. Obviously, Coach Jackson is preaching that every single day. He's telling us that. And so this is just one step. But there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of chemistry to be built. There's a lot of little fine details that need to be cleared up through meetings and more practice sessions.
How much time have you spent with Corey and Kenny? Have you thrown to him much at all?
Very little. You know, pretty much since I've been here, I've been, you know, with the backups. And, you know, I've had maybe a throw here, a throw there. But at the end of the day, that's no excuse. You know, Thursday night, I need to find a way to get first downs and move the chains. And we will. And like I said, that work starts today. We're already out there having conversations. You know, I was just with Duke for 10 minutes about, you know, we were simply just talking about two routes, two plays he has. But I said, hey, versus this look, this is what I'm thinking. Versus this look, what are you thinking? And we're already starting to build that chemistry, and we're going to continue that this afternoon.